Welcome to Listen to Older Voices, a program produced for Uniting Melba and podcast through the Toorak Times. It's always a pleasure to bring you, through their stories, life and times of older people in our community. All very interesting, all very different, and all very entertaining. This is a special Baby Boomers edition. Hello, I'm Rob Greaves, and it's great that you can join me for another Listen to Older Voices program. This is the third and final part of the life and times of 79-year-old Reg Forrest. Born in Bairnsdale in 1929, Reg learned at a young age the value of work as well as respect for people and tools of trade. Brought up in a rural setting, Reg has worked mainly with his hands on farms, timber mills and the building of the Upper Yarra Dam. With his wife of 56 years, Leslie, he is now a grandparent, and this week we learn to just how many grandchildren. Reg wraps up his story by sharing his thoughts on a variety of issues, such as what's taught in schools, computer games, and Australian culture. But for me, it's his story of his involvement with kids in a Project One newspaper called Woodwork for Kids that I find most inspiring. We pick up with Reg talking about cars, kids, and sport.
An FJ Holden, okay. A second-hand one. Yeah, I bought now. I can't remember where I got it off or whether I got it out of the... I know it was local in Croydon at the time. And
were you proud of your first car?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Same as always. Same as always, yes, yeah. By this time, my eldest son was interested in cars. He wasn't old enough to drive, of course, but he was interested in cars like a lot of the kids of that age group, you know. And we handed it on to him, of course, and it was an FJ Holden, which was good service.
Solid car, yeah.
Yeah, a good solid car, yeah. There was a lot of them about at that stage, yes. But, that time, like I said, the family was growing. You were running the kids to basketball or netball or scouts or whatever the situation was, just the usual family outing sort of thing. As regards one of the things you did, the kids had to be getting to and from school or wherever they wanted, and our kids were keen on playing sport, and of course you and the scouts, and that's how you occupied a lot of your time, and they had to be taken to and from, as I stated a moment ago, and that's where it went from there.
Mm. What age did you actually retire then?
75.
Well, in that case, we better fill in a few years. That's a long jump, big jump from the early 60s through to now.
But when I say the 75, I wasn't employed by wages. As I said, I was voluntary working at a school for 4 or 5 years, and of course I was doing bits and pieces for myself, you know.
What were you doing at the school? And was this a primary school or a secondary school?
No, primary school. I was sort of odd job repairman there at the school, you know. Mm-hmm. The cupboard doors would be loose or a window would rattle and those type of things. They seemed to find something for me to do, and you'd help out in the working bees.
Did you enjoy doing that?
Oh, yeah, loved it. Loved it, yeah. I love working with young people. Not that I'm working with the kids, but...
No, but they're around you.
Yeah, that's right.
What you do is affecting their lives around
that's
you.
That's right, yes, yeah. You'd go and help out there on sports day, you know, when they're playing cricket or that type of thing, or footy, or doing odds and tods, yeah. Yeah, I like working with the young people and kids, because I've got my own kids. And
Are you a grandfather?
Yeah, 14. 14 grandchildren.
You've got 14 grandchildren.
Yeah, 10 of them are girls.
You've got a tribe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, yeah.
Do you see them often?
Yes, yeah. Mm. We've got one daughter's got 7, and they live handy in Hillsville where we live, and we see them quite often, and the other four are in Queensland, and there's 2 in Croydon and 1 in America. But anyway, that's the situation with the grandkids. Mm. Yeah, but no, I enjoyed working with the kids.
Talking about America, have you ever done any travelling yourself?
No, I haven't. No, that's I suppose my big fault, my wife says I'm a stick in the mud. I'm a real homebod. Yes, yeah. Now, I haven't done a lot of travelling at all. But even in Australia, I go to Queensland to my daughter and grandchildren and that, but very little. I've done an odd trip with the wife and the bowling club and that type of thing. Now, I think that's possibly, as my wife says, a big failing. But I don't like travelling much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've got this article in front of me here, Woodworks for Kids.
That's correct, yes.
Now, you've obviously got a large involvement in this. Can you tell us about this? Is it some sort of woodworking club or organisation you're involved in?
Yes. Yarra Range is Woodworkers Incorporated. We meet two Thursdays a month, first and third Thursdays a month at the Mount Evelyn campus of the Pembroke School, Pembroke High School's in Muralbark, but they've got a campus at Mount Evelyn, and we meet there, and that's where we hold our meetings each week. And most of them are wood turners. I do a little bit of wood turning, but I'm not a wood turner myself. But if anyone's interested, we're certainly looking for more members. Most of them are retired and that type of thing, because generally a lot of the younger men are too busy rearing families and that these days. But getting back to what we do, the councils and libraries organise during the school holidays, well, we call it an event, or where they holiday activities for the schools and the libraries. And we make kits. We've got eight samples of kits we make for the kids. And we make them fairly accurately with our work. It's all voluntary, by the way. And for the simple reason, when they finish nailing their article together, they finish up with a bird feeder, a pencil case, a tea tray, or a nesting box, or a tool caddy that's useful to them. And they've had the pleasure of making it. And a lot of the children thoroughly enjoy it. You see the kids come along with their little hammers. We supply hammers as well, but the enthusiasm of the children is amazing, girls and boys. You'll have a girl say, "Oh, I'll make a tool caddy for Dad." Or you'll even have a boy say, "Oh, I'll make a doll's cradle for my sister." Or that type of thing. You know, we have a trinket box or jewellery box that they make it, and tea tray, but they thoroughly enjoy it. The nesting boxes and the bird feeders are popular too, because they can use them in the backyard. And as I said, when we make them and drill all the holes and make it easy for them to nail together, they've got a useful article that they can get some use out of at home. Like as I said, any of those are quite a useful article to them.
And how old are the kids?
Oh, we have them as young as four. The youngest I've had was 2.5. You get from generally, very rarely do we get a 12-year-old, only occasionally, but anywhere from 4-year-old up to, we'll say, up to 12, but most of them 8, 10 or that type of thing, yeah. Some of the mums bring the kiddies along and leave them with us, say, for the hour, and while they make their article, whatever they choose to do. Sometimes we give a little bit of a talk on the preliminary of explaining the wood and how it arrives in the situation to make the article, you know, what it's derived from and how it goes through the mills. And in some instances we give a little talk on the drying and the furniture timber, and then they go on from there. But we do. Last year we must have done between 400 and 500 children.
Goodness
me. That's including a couple of schools. A couple of schools we've been twice, libraries we've been three times, and another library we bought twice. We've got two libraries come up in July holidays again this year.
How did you get involved in this?
With the Yarra Rangers Woodworkers.
But how did you find out? I mean, how did you actually get involved? Did you help start it up, or did you?
No. One of the other members had a woodworking machine to sell, and I saw the ad. It was in the advertising, the Trading Post, I think. And of course, I made a phone call and went over and had a chat to him and had a look at the machine, and which I finished up buying. And He said, oh, he was a member of this woodworking group, and he said, you'd be interested. I said, yeah, I'd love to come. So that's how I got interested from there.
And when was this? How long ago was this?
Oh, that'd be good 6 or 7 years.
Goodness me.
They started off in the, they used to be called Warburton Valley Woodworkers, and we used to go to the Warburton Winterfest.
Mm-hmm.
But with the demographics and the shifting in our membership, a lot of them moved down around Lilydale, Montrose and Mount Evelyn, and that's how, when we changed the name to Yarra Rangers Woodworkers Incorporated, and we moved down that way, and that's how we come to be involved. And I think some of the members suggested we, or one of the other woodworking groups perhaps in another area was doing something similar, so we decided to do it, and got involved with the councils and the libraries, and we went from there.
Where do you get your materials from?
Luckily, a lot of it's recycled. Well, all of it's recycled. Some of the factories in Bayswater, we go to the skips or the dump trucks, and we get a lot of the timber from there. Some of it we have to buy if we're a little bit short, but luckily with the items being smaller, like a tea tray and a pencil box, for instance, a pencil box is only 300 long or a foot, and a tea tray might be a little bit longer, but they're only small, and of course you're off cuts. And a lot of the factories are happy to see something being made of the offcuts, and they keep them for us. But when we go and ask them and get to know them, they're happy for us to do that.
I find this very encouraging, Rich, because, I mean, again, today, and it's hard to make, it's rather dangerous to make generalisations, but it would seem to me that most children these days are involved with computers and computer games, and seeing kids coming back and actually working with and touching and playing with wooden toys is very encouraging. It must be very rewarding for you.
Absolutely. That's the thing, the enthusiasm of the children, and to see their finished article, you know. And as I said, above all, they have the pleasure of doing it. As I said, we make them easy for them in everything's drilled, particularly for the young ones, 4, 5 and 6. You have all your nail holes drilled, and we supply the nails and that. But the enthusiasm, and sometimes, well, we've got to help them, the younger ones, to show how to hold the hammer and
of
what
course,
have you.
But
the,
you
the enthusiasm of them is amazing. And when they've got the finished product, they
so
grab
pleased.
A bit of sandpaper and sandpaper the edges. it's very encouraging. And as I said, it's very pleasurable work to do. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, I can see as you're telling me, you've got this big smile on your face. It obviously is a very fulfilling part of your life.
Definitely. Oh, yes.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing. Do I do when my love
listen to older voices. Ageless Radio.
Because the kids are the future, you know, and there's so much potential there, and there's so much goodness in them, and the enthusiasm, if you channel it the right way, and all this hopefully leads on to them also being a good citizen. Mm. And I also tell them what we mentioned earlier, when we have our screwdrivers and our hammers and our tools on the table for the kids, you learn to respect them by putting them back in the right place. And you, like, I take a plane to the I'm going back to some of the schools we do now, some of the plane. I said, now see this tool I've got here, that's 52 years old. That's as good as today as it was when I bought it, and I still use it. I said, now, if you don't respect your tool, if you put it out in the rain or leave it lying around, it'll go rusty and what have you. What have you got? But have a look at it. It's like new. And I said, that's being respectful. And you pass it on from your tools to your parents to your teachers and for everybody, and respect your neighbour. Hopefully they'll respect you.
So with this one activity of children doing things with their hands and making wooden toys, it actually has spills over to a whole range of social things, doesn't it?
Hopefully, you just said, hopefully,
about
yes.
About this issue of respect, which is where we started the whole program.
That's exactly
so
right.
That's, yeah, it must be, again, extremely rewarding. What do you see your future, Reg?
Well,
what
hopefully
would you like to see in the next 10, 15, 20 years for you?
Well, hopefully I'm still here.
Well,
first place.
Look, you're looking pretty active to me.
Yeah. No, I like to continue doing the things that I do, and naturally enough, you want to see your grandkids do well, which a lot of them are doing, and just grow old gracefully, I suppose, and do a bit of work in the garden. And I've got my own wood workshop, which I get a great deal of pleasure out of, as I said, making these things for the children, making wardrobes and sideboards for the grandkids and that type of thing. Just that I like to do that. My wife plays bowls. I don't play bowls. I prefer to spend time in the workshop. But anyway, that's the way it goes.
It must work, but to be married for 56 years, you must be doing something right, both of you.
Yes, yeah. Mm.
What about your country, Australia?
Change. Tremendous change. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let's start with the language. Americanisation of the language. I'll use that word. I won't use the coarser terms. But anyway, you find it creeping in enormously, Americanisation of the and the pronunciation of a lot of the words. You'll even hear it, the younger, well, we'll call them disc jockeys or radio jocks and that type of thing. The expressions and the pronunciations and that are different altogether, you know. Yeah, that's a big change there.
Is this a change for the better?
Oh, in my personal opinion,
I'm asking
no.
You your opinion.
No, not for the better, no. Now, I reckon they should get back to the real basics and the fundamentals of the education system. There's a lot of things that people will certainly disagree with me, but a lot of the things they teach, I reckon, are unnecessary, and they're missing the basics. That's the way I see it. That's my personal opinion. The real grounding's not there.
Well, what do you see the future of this country? Is it a positive future, or what? What do you
see? Oh, yeah, the way that it is, Australia, as I said, I'll use the word migrant that I've met, and people come from overseas, they cannot say enough of it, and they're more worldly and travelled than I am. And if it's good enough for them, and they say it's a good country and the lucky country, they must be right. They must be right. But what worries me is the violence, as per Melbourne weekends, which they're trying to curb now. The violence, you'll switch on a television set, and the programs, a lot of them are violence. The kids have got games they play on the PlayStations and that type of thing. It's nothing but violence. I can't see a benefit to the community in any form there. Can't see it at all. And the future of it, if we go down that track, I don't like it. Very concerned, yes, you hear. For instance, talking about childhood and teenagers and early marriage years and what happens today, the stabbing and the carrying of knives and that type of thing, That's beyond belief to me.
Mm.
Beyond belief. Didn't exist. As a kid, we had pocket knives in our pockets. What for? Skinning rabbits, cutting the hay bands on the hay bales. They were there for a purpose, a useful tool.
Not as a weapon.
Not as a weapon. Mm. When you're working in the garden, you string line.
Mm.
You need to cut. Pocket knife was a tool. Not a weapon.
Yeah.
It was never used in stabbings or anything like that. No. Different altogether. That's a thing that worries me greatly. If we go down that trend, it's I see the grandsons on their PlayStations playing games, and they got these. All of them, whether you call them high-powered rocket guns or whatever, but they're shooting and killing and blowing up cars and that type of thing. It seems to be the thing that sells. I don't know.
It sort of makes them less sensitive to what's real, doesn't it? Because it
And you've tuned into Listen to Older Voices, featuring the life and times of older Australians.
It's going back to what you said about the war. You were a young guy and you didn't realise the implications of war. It was an adventure and excitement without about the death and the killing.
That's right.
It's a similar thing today with these games, isn't it? They don't actually see a death or a killing as a result. It's entertainment.
That's right.
But if you're translating to real life,
big difference.
Somebody dies.
Mm-hmm. I got a son in America and he was saying to me that just the violence and the films we're talking about, he said that what was shown to the combat troops before they went into battle in Vietnam.
Mm.
So it does, in my opinion, it does have an influence. A lot of people today will debate it, but that's my opinion.
Okay, well, let's finish the program on a positive note. We've looked at what could happen and where we're going in terms of the violence and the lack of respect for young people. On a positive side, what do you think are the great things about this country?
Oh, well, I think we're terribly lucky with our resources for a start, and I can't see that dying out at all. Everyone in the world wants it, as you see from the foreign and overseas companies. But there's so much advantage, in my opinion, in this computerised world now. As I said, we've spoken of the downside, but there's so much the kids can learn educational-wise if they stick with the benefits and the good value that they come out of computer world. I'll use the word disastrous side. There's a disastrous side of violence and the pornographic and thing, but the opportunities there for going forward so much with this computerised age is phenomenal, in my opinion. If it's used in the right way, there'd be a lot of benefits there.
Bit like a tool, isn't it? You can use it properly or you can use it improperly.
Absolutely. That sums it up perfectly, yes, yeah. And the other thing I've noticed too, going back to my early days in the building trade, and the advancement in the tools. Now it's marvellous. It's absolutely staggering, the electric tools and the benefits and that have been made for the tradesmen and the building. They're able to build houses that much faster, and the results of. So I think it's a big future there, in that way. Yes, it'll be a big change. I know the future's bright if they all, when I say they, if the up-and-comers and the youngsters apply themselves well, they'll go forward. There's a lot of opportunity there.
Rich, I think that's a very good place for us to stop on such a positive note, and thank you very much for being part of our program.
It's been a pleasure for me. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope someone gets a benefit from it.
Me too. I think they will.
Thank you.
Listen to Older Voices is produced by Rob Greaves at the Melbourne Community Support Program on behalf of Uniting Victoria Tasmania. The program is funded from the Commonwealth and State Government's Home and Community Care Program and is brought to you through the Toorak Times.